Ladies and gentlemen, Not All Dads Are Deadbeats proudly presents the CAS Report. We've got you covered. Big guns kick the hell out of you. Dave Fluke with the Not All Dads Are Deadbeats weekly CAS report for the week ending in Sunday, September the 11th. I'd like to welcome everybody to our first show. This show is going to be a weekly show ending every Sunday. It's going to be covering that week's events with regards to CAS related issues. It's going to be sort of an online synopsis, if you will. We're going to have news stories, interviews. We're going to have updates on recent CAS events, upcoming events, etc., etc. So to jump into it, a lot of people are currently aware that I am being sued by the Chatham CAS. I want to first personally thank the Chatham CAS for inspiring me to not only put this show together, but to continue speaking out as loud as we possibly can. I just wanted to really just give my heartfelt, sincere gratitude to the fine folks at the Chatham CAS. Because if it wasn't for them, I probably would still be doing this, I'll be honest with you. But, you know, I wouldn't be seeking it with such vigor and conviction. Let's just put it that way. So, unfortunately, I think, you know, with the pursuit of this lawsuit, I think it's going to backfire immensely. I always say that we may lose in court sometimes, but we will never lose in the court of public opinion. And so far, we have not, and we will continue to succeed. So in a nutshell, this lawsuit that's put against me here is in regards to, it's a defamation of character, libel, slander lawsuit. And it's over some videos that I made. A couple months ago, I had a CAS worker come to my residence and I recorded her, and I insinuated that she is going to act unlawfully, and that the Chatham CAS and CAS at large often delve into unlawful practices. And I stand by every single word that I used, every single claim that I've made. I stand by it. Okay. In a lot of cases, if you're not registered as a social worker here in Ontario, it's unlawful to practice social work. So that's you know, one of the arguments on our side. Their side is that, of course, they're not social workers. The CAS workers aren't social workers. They're child protection workers or intake workers or whatever. And so anyways, you know, obviously they don't really like people calling them out on that. So I made these training videos. They sent me a cease and desist letter. And of course I sent them an acrostic reply. I also did some satirical comedy skits. I blogged about, the cease and desist letter. And so now they've sent me a motion, and it's going to be going forward. And so now I have to put together my defense. Interesting stuff that they've included in the motion, however. As far as the evidence is concerned, they've actually included Facebook screen captures, which is really interesting, as it includes other people's names and other people's messages from the Not All Dads Are Deadbeats official Facebook page. So that's pretty interesting. I don't know specifically what that means as far as defamation goes for the Chatham CAS. I find it really interesting now that they're just taking just screen captures of other people's text and other people's writings, and they're using that against me, essentially. Which I'm going to definitely look into and see what kind of ramifications there are on that. Interestingly, though, the investigator forgot to remove his own friends list when he did the screen caps. So we got in contact with a lot of the friends that were listed on the screen capture page. And a few of them voiced their anger about being included on a Superior Court lawsuit evidence document that was officially filed. So that's interesting. Other interesting notes about the evidence that was submitted in this motion against me is there was an investigator at the rally that we had here in Chatham. This rally, by the way, was legal. It was constitutional. There was police that came there, and they didn't have a problem with what we were doing. Yet, it's now being used as evidence against me. Also, some of the other posters that were handed out from Canada Court Watch are also included in the evidence list, which is interesting as well, as I didn't hand these posters out. So other people's posters are being used against me as well. And I'm fine with that. That's cool. I stand by what was written on those posters, so I'm okay with that. I just find it interesting how it seems like they're padding their files here. What else? Oh, yeah, I just wanted to make a quick mention that what essentially this is doing is it's really forcing Not All Dads or Deadbeats into a position where, I mean, we're not going to back down. We're not going to shut up, okay? Now we're decentralizing our information base. We have now managed to get a network of YouTube accounts and different blogging accounts. So any information that's put out is now going to be mass. It's going to be shared. It's going to be syndicated on many different websites. So, I mean, all this really is doing, this whole silly lawsuit, is, it's just adding fuel to our fire. And I strongly encourage it. That's great. It's wonderful. They can threaten me. They can do what they want. That's great. That's wonderful. But you know what? Here's the bottom line as far as I'm concerned. You know, they can threaten to put me in jail, but, you know, at least in jail, I'm going to get 3 square meals a day and a better sex life than I have now, probably. That's not a threat. Actually, that's a lie. My sex life is pretty good right now. The meals, on the other hand, I wouldn't mind the meals. So what else? Today, I met with Alexandria Navarro. She is the NDP candidate for Chatham-Kent. It was a wonderful meeting. She expressed that she is in full support of ombudsman oversight of the CAS, and she's going to be looking into the issues surrounding the unlawful practice of social work by CAS workers. I look forward to working with Alexandria, about these issues. And we even talked about hopefully maybe even crafting a private member's bill if she is elected in support of ombudsman oversight of the CAS. So anybody listening from the Chatham-Kent area, voice your opinion as well. Let her know that you will support her if she supports us. That's the way it often works. Just be aware that Alexandra from the NDP supports what we're doing, okay? And this is sort of in contrast to the Liberals and Conservatives who haven't voiced any opinion, the local candidates here in Chatham anyways, haven't voiced their opinion with regards to ombudsman oversight. So I know who's going to be getting my vote. Let's put it that way. In other news, Canada Court Watch, Mr. Vern Beck, made a post a couple days ago, which is really interesting. CAS worker wishes to expose corruption. And I'm going to read you a little blurb from what he wrote. An experienced and longtime senior CAS worker has engaged in preliminary discussions with Canada Court Watch and has indicated her willingness to expose the corruption going on within her agency. Some of the information she has provided to date is chilling. The worker has alleged illegal and fraudulent activities, including tax evasion by CAS, going on inside the CAS agency, which employed her. The worker has indicated that her conscience will no longer allow her to remain silent on what she sees is damage being done to children and families by her fellow employees. So interesting. I've been trying to get more information out of Vern, but he's keeping a little bit mum about the whole thing at this point. But if we do have somebody coming forward, it could be colossal, it could be massive, and it could be just the thing that we need. I know I could definitely use her input with regards to this lawsuit. That'd be lovely. But that's great. And we strongly encourage anybody who is involved with the CAS or has been involved with the CAS as far as employment is concerned, to come forward to either CanadaCourtWatch.com or NotAllDadsAreDeadbeats.com. You can remain completely anonymous if you would like. You gotta speak out. If you see anything going wrong or if you have any evidence of that, then speak out. It's imperative. What else? So another thing that I've noticed this week, which is really exciting, if you visit blackout.ca, blackout.ca, there is a new documentary that is coming out, and the documentary is made by, it's for a master's thesis for the documentary media program at Ryerson University, and it has been produced by Esther Buckeriff. I'm probably not pronouncing that properly, but she created this documentary. It's called More Powerful Than God, and it's all about the Ontario Children's Aid Societies. And it says here, in March 2001, a CAS client in Shelburne, Ontario, mentioned to Fix CAS that Dufferin CAS worker Jennifer Foster asserted, "We have as much power as God." So that's where Esther took the title. From this documentary, from a CAS worker saying that they have as much power as God. So I guess in the grand scheme of things, it would be the Beatles, then God, and then, no, it would be the Beatles, then CAS, and then God. Or maybe CAS, then the Beatles, and God, I'm not sure. Anyways, I'd like to play you a little bit of a clip here. So if you wanted to just take a listen to the clip, I'll give you more information about the documentary when we come back.
They don't want you to know the truth. And I guess they're good at hiding it.
The potential for abuse is enormous because of the way the thing is set up.
Agencies are funded by how many children they have in care. And if the number of children decrease, they get less funding.
We are making money.
They get all this money from the government from donations, and they're using it to protect themselves, not the children.
Almost every single child was on a neuroleptic.
A very clear example of empire building.
Thunder Bay is benefiting big time with our kids in care. I don't know how many mortgages they're paying.
This baby snatching system became a big business only in the last couple of decades.
Well, I think the disconnect is in the history,
especially in the Jewish community, because people don't know that this is going on. People find it so hard to believe that a children's aid society could act maliciously. It just goes outside of what people believe.
Even though we were the adoptive parents who were supposedly going to adopt this child.
You didn't protect me, you're supposed to.
I would certainly expect that our police today respond.
In child welfare, you actually have more power than the police.
There are no other government agencies that have those types of powers.
There's an imbalance of power from the word go.
Confidential is actually code for secret. We'd like to keep it a secret.
They're conducting themselves against the law.
Tell government, when are you going to wait for another boarding school before all these kids come of age and start having lawsuits with them? Is that what they're waiting for?
Be bold. Be a leader from time to time, for God's sake. Do something.
We call them Chayawish, that means the devil work is what they're doing.
Okay, so that was the clip from the new documentary, which is being released in September, called More Power Than God. More Power Than God. I would like to do an interview with the producers of this documentary at some point, and I'll be getting in touch with them. But you can check out the documentary at blackout.ca. I'll have the links available on Not All Dads or Deadbeats as well. So I'm going to leave it as that for this week. Next week, we'll have a much sort of a better planned show. This was just kind of ad-libbing for the most part. Get in touch with me if you live in the Chatham-Kent area and have any input with regards to the Chatham-Kent CAS services. I'm going to be putting out